What did you do when you were really afraid? For some of you, maybe you remember of a trip in a foreign country, maybe walking in a dark alley, and you try to whistle loud in the dark. Some of you may remember the incident that you were told by the doctor of that you have a cancer, or maybe your loved one have cancer. Some of you might move to a new city and find that you lost your job. Maybe some students may face some really big, the biggest bully in the school, and you had conflict with him. So no matter what, today we saw that Jacob was facing his biggest crisis in his life, and that is, he is facing to meet his twin brother. We all remember the story between Jacob and Esau. Right from the start, they were trying to fight for dominance, even in the mother's womb. You know, Esau come out first, and then he saw that Jacob was grasping his brother's heel and come out. Hence, they give him the name Jacob, which means heel grabber, or he might be trying to pull his brother back. Even though God, in an oracle, says, I will choose the younger to be dominant, yet still, all through their life, Esau and Jacob was fighting. And Jacob cheated his brother Esau the birthright by a bowl of soup. And then later on, with the help of his mother, he cheated the blessing of his father from his brother. So because of that, Esau said, wow, that I am going to kill that guy. You know? And then Jacob had to exile. And then now, after 20 years, he come back. He sent messengers to go to see Esau to beg for reconciliation. The servant come back and says, your brother is coming to meet you, together with an army of 400 soldiers. So Jacob, what did Jacob do? And that is what we want to see today. When Jacob was facing the greatest crisis in his life, Jacob prayed hard. This is to Jacob, this is his first recorded prayer. Jacob is not known, well known for his prayer. You know, even his wife, Rachel, asked him, you know, you give me no son. And Jacob did not thought about praying. Jacob, at this moment, he experienced God's mercy and grace, and it transformed him. And he saw the first time he make a really long prayer. We notice that in Jacob's prayer, he prayed with humility. And he prayed based on the promise of God. Jacob prayed, O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, go back to your country and your relatives, and I will make you prosper. I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I have only had my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two groups. Save me, I pray, from the hand of my brother Esau, for I am afraid he will come and attack me, and also the mothers with their children. But you have said, I will surely make you prosper and will make your descendants like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted. So in this prayer, we see that Jacob prayed with humility. Jacob prayed based on the promise of God, not because of what he liked. And he prayed, appeal for God's kindness faithfulness, petition to save me. This may be obvious. When we are faced with the impossible, pray hard. But a lot of us, when we have difficulty, we try our best to get over it instead of praying hard. So this is a reminder that praying hard, Jacob put his heart in God's, trusting God, help me, help me, help me. But for some of us, we try to seek help elsewhere. And second, Jacob approached the conflict wisely. In verses 13 to 21, Jacob took the initiative with his brother. Now, you wonder why that Jacob actually sent messengers to see Esau? Why not just sneak into the promised land without telling anybody, you know? But you know that sooner or later, Esau will find out. You know, if he do that without full reconciliation with his brother, he would be constantly afraid. When is my brother going to attack me? When is my brother going to attack me? So he took the right step and going to see his brother, and he said, I beg for reconciliation. I beg that you would show me favor. And then he also took actions. He divided his property in groups. You know, here in the Bible it says he divided in groups. And then in verses 13 to 21, he offered a very generous gift to his brother. Okay? In verses 13, it says, Jacob spent the night there, and from what he had with him, he selected a gift for his brother Esau, 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 eels and 20 rams, 30 female camels with their young, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys. He put them in the care of his servants, each herd by himself, and said to his servant, go ahead of me and keep some distance between the herds. He instructed the one in the head, in the lead, says, when my brother Esau meets you and asks, to whom do you belong and where are you going? And who owns all these animals in front of you? Then you are to say, they belong to your servant Jacob. They are a gift sent to my lord Esau, and he is coming behind us. He also instructed the second, the third, and all the others who follow the herds. You are to say the same thing to Esau when you meet him. And be sure to say, your servant Jacob is coming behind us. For he thought, I will pacify him with these gifts I'm sending on ahead. When I see him, perhaps he will receive me. So Jacob's gifts went on ahead of him, and he himself spent the night in the camp. So, Jacob was wise. Not only he prayed to God for help, for salvation, he also took action to offer gifts. You see, gifts is not a bribe. Bribe is something that you offer trying to change the verdict. But gift, in the book of Proverbs, it says, a gift opens the ways for the giver and ushers him into the presence of the great. It's always good to offer kindness, offer a generosity to people. And another verse says, many curry favors with a ruler, and everyone is a friend of a man who gives gifts. So try to be generous to everybody. Jacob, it was generous. And he not only prayed hard to God, he also take action. Okay, so Jacob acted wisely. He seek full reconciliation. So likewise, in church, we should also take every opportunity for reconciliation, finding and meeting points of needs among people who are in conflict with us. Romans 14 says, therefore, let us make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Let us all try our best. Do every effort to do what leads to peace. Finally, third point is from this story is God's help can come in very surprising way. In verse 32, Jacob sent all his wife's children across the river and all the possessions, and then he was left alone. And then on that night, he met a mysterious figure, a God man. This is one of the most mysterious and story in the Bible, because it did not offer too much explanations. Somehow, God arranged it. God took the initiative so that before Jacob encountered his brother Esau, Jacob first had to encounter God first. God wants to transform Jacob first, ahead of his encounter with his brother. And in the setting, verse 24, Jacob was all alone. All his children, all his wives, his possessions, all gone. He was left alone. Jacob must encounter God without possession, without protection, just facing God alone. Who is this man that wrestled with Jacob? In the beginning, we don't know. It's just a suspense. But later on, we know that it is God himself. God has come to Jacob in an equal term, wrestling with him. And they have been wrestling whole night in the dark. God, is God not able to overcome Jacob? Well, somehow God limited his strength, his power. Only at the very last moment, with a simple touch, God dislocated Jacob's hip. And that was for a special purpose. You would think that at that time, Jacob would just surrender. You know, okay, I lost, you know, I wrestled, and you dislocated my hip joint, I surrender. No. Jacob learned the lesson that even with his natural strength gone, he still had another strength, and that strength is just cling on to God. And this is what is Jacob's strength come from. A more superior, a more powerful, potent strength, and that is prayerfully clinging to God's grace. Verse 26, the God man said, let me go, it's daybreak. Why is daybreak so important? Because if it is daybreak, then you can see this person, and the Bible said no one can see God's face and live. It's not good for Jacob. He says, sun is coming out, let me go. And then Jacob said, no, I'm not going to let you go. At that moment, Jacob have lost all his strength. All he have is, I am not going to let you go. I am begging you. I'm praying that you have to bless me before I let you go. Jacob is physically broken, but he will not give up. He prevailed over this God man with prayer, not with natural strength. And this is what changed Jacob to Israel. The angel said, what is your name? The question forces Jacob to open up to face his devious past. When he grasps blessings by his own means, including cheating. So when the angel says, "What's your name?" "Jacob," which means heel grabber, which means deceiver. Jacob acknowledged his guilt. And the angel said, "No, from now on, your name is no longer Jacob. Your name is Israel." Israel. Israel means God wrestler. He's struggling with God and overcome. God renamed Jacob to Israel, marking a change in life direction in Jacob's life, in his life. Jacob struggled. Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome. God said, "You have struggled with God and have overcome." By clinging to God, praying to God, Israel won. In this wrestling match initiated by God, Jacob loses his physical strength and prevails only through prayer. And that is the power of limping strength. God used the crisis to transform Jacob, teaching him to depend on God. And this is the same lesson for all of us today. We, too, can learn to use this power of limping strength through our crisis. Don't just ask why, and use this opportunity to transform us, to be used by God to transform us. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we learn step by step through the life as we follow the life of Jacob. We observe the transformation of Jacob's life. And we pray that we can also be transformed through your word. Give us the spiritual strength to cling unto you like Jacob, to trust in no other, but trust in you alone. Thank you, Lord. May you continue to receive honor and glory throughout our worship. In Jesus' name, amen.